This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Nearly 2,400 years ago in ancient Greece, Plato discussed the importance of population control. Aristotle advocated the use of abortion and infanticide. In 1798, an essay on the principle of population was written by Thomas Malthus. He outlined the idea of positive checks, which are diseases, wars, disasters, famines, and genocides. Malthus believed that these things should be utilized to increase the death rate, and believed that human misery was an absolute necessary consequence. In 1859, Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species. In it, Darwin only hinted at the implications of human populations, but his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, became obsessed with the idea. In 1883, Galton published Inquiries into Human Faculty and Its Development, wherein he wrote that his intention is to touch on various topics more or less connected with that of the cultivation of race, or, as we might call it, with eugenic. The term comes from the Greek word eugenis, of noble birth. In the early 20th century, eugenics became an academic discipline in universities. Organizations were formed and funded to win public support. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and the Cold Spring Harbor Institute rejected the idea that all humans are born equal and began selling the idea of cultivating a new master race of noble bloodlines. Planned Parenthood was formed in America by racial eugenics advocate Margaret Sanger. President of IBM, Thomas J. Watson, established a special subsidiary in Poland called Watson Business Machines to assist in the Nazi invasion of Poland. This business continued throughout the war, and IBM managed the entire operation from their headquarters in New York. During the Nuremberg trials, the Nazis quoted U.S. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in their own defense. They claimed that their eugenics program was being run from the United States. The Nazis were rightly admonished for war crimes, but not Thomas Watson. He went on to create the IBM World Trade Corporation and passed IBM on to his son. His granddaughter ended up marrying Margaret Sanger's grandson. Bill Gates' father worked on the board for Planned Parenthood, and his mother worked on the corporate board for IBM, who Bill partnered with to create Microsoft. With no medical background, Bill Gates then went on to become the world's foremost pusher of vaccines and population control. Do you think this is all coincidence? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds the WHO, the NIH, the CDC, and the UN. And now he is saying that until we get mass vaccinations, we might never be able to gather in groups.
And which activities, like mass gatherings, may be, in a certain sense, more optional. And so until you're widely vaccinated, those may not come back at all.
The president's coronavirus response team are all pushing the Bill Gates vaccination agenda. Dr. Fauci is on the leadership council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In January of 2017, Anthony Fauci told a crowd at Georgetown University that there would be a surprise outbreak during the Trump presidency.
There is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Gates Foundation and known for millions of dollars of fraudulent misuse of funds. In October of 2019, Bill Gates sponsored Event 201, a simulation that estimated 65 million people killed by coronavirus. In November of 2019, the PureBright Institute, funded by Bill Gates, was granted European patent number EP3172319B1 for a coronavirus vaccine that may be used to treat humans. Today, Dr. Fauci says the virus will keep coming back.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
You got it,
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the urn? We've got it. Are we seeing the urn now? We've got it.
You learn quite a bit by the enemy's attack profile. And coming up next segment, I'm going to get to a bunch of clips of them demonizing Trump for hydroxychloroquine again, claiming he's making money off of it. This total hoax. When meanwhile, nobody criticizes. Let's go to the video.
In the month of April, my prediction, riots, looting, and a reckoning for the government. China and Italy are ahead in quarantine repercussions. In Palermo, Italy, Sicilian gangs are using social media to coordinate the ransacking of businesses. Food and medicine supplies have been halted due to the bankruptcy of delivery services, and Italian officials are now concerned that the mafia may be preparing to add to the chaos.
It's hard to watch, but this is what desperation looks like. This man in Apulia shouting at police that his family have no money.
While in Hubei, China, violent clashes erupted between two provincial police groups and the people of the area most affected by the coronavirus. As the Washington Examiner reported, alleged video from the skirmish shows overturned police vehicles and large groups of people clad with face masks facing off against Chinese police who attempt to use riot shields to push back the crowd. But back in America, just how long can Americans endure food shortages, unemployment, diminishing medical and law enforcement attention, and creeping Big Brother oppression?
It doesn't work like that, bro. Anybody know a lawyer, bro? Somebody see a lawyer? Bro, no!
Come on, man.
It don't work like that, man. This ain't right.
A Twitter post reveals a long line of cars due to food shortages in an area outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In eastern Kentucky, many have taken to hunting and fishing as a primary food source because the supply of meat is growing scarce and mass hunger is setting in. Meanwhile, the old style of bartering amongst neighbors is already becoming more commonplace. This could also be a very positive development as communities become more self-sufficient, or deadly as people turn against each other as domestic violence skyrockets. As CBS in Sacramento, California reported, right now as we speak, 1 in 5 women are being assaulted right here in Sacramento County. The quarantine puts most of the abusers in the home with the family more frequently than usual. This according to Donna Brown, who is a domestic abuse counselor. If unemployment lingers on, people could get desperate. As CNBC reported, economists at the Fed's St. Louis district project total employment reductions of 47 million, which would translate to a 32.1% unemployment rate, according to a recent analysis of how bad things could get. And as medical workers and law enforcement get sick, the entire emergency response system faces gridlock.
This pandemic has had a dramatic impact for the NYPD. 5 members of the department have died, and right now 1,400 more have tested positive. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says that he doesn't think the worst has yet to happen.
And if the government takes a let them eat their measly $1,200 cake approach while flaunting millions to their pockets and those of their donors, and GPS surveillance and the imprisonment of average citizens increases, and the Bill of Rights takes a back seat to communist style rule. An inept bureaucracy that has long thumbed its nose at its true boss, the American people, faces a reckoning they can't even see coming. There will be rent strikes, worker strikes, emergency service strikes, police strikes, delivery strikes. Chaos will marinate, so it is incredibly important to make sure you are prepared right now. But in the end, one way or another, we will have all learned to be better Americans. John Bound reporting.
Now, we know who calls the shots. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has put hundreds of millions of dollars of their money and other billionaires' money that's tax exempt into their companies. And then they take billions off the top every year. It's tax exempt.
My own science advisor is Bill Gates, so I talk to him. I call him. I've talked to him the last few days about it. And he's bullish on the long-term outlook for a universal prevention of it, but
and they pump it into media and propaganda and the UN and the NIH and Harvard and all of it, and Jeffrey Epstein headed up large parts of their operations. That's on record. Bill Gates' father was in high level secret organizations in the army and then ran Planned Parenthood and worked directly with the operatives out of IBM. When Thomas Watson died, his entire fortune was put in a trust pledged for racial superiority and eugenics and depopulation. He won the highest award given by Adolf Hitler of the Third Reich, above Hitler. These men are not Nazis. These men created the Nazis.
This is the bigger version of the Eugenics Record Office at Cold Spring Harbor. The building was built with money from the Rockefeller Foundation in 1927 when eugenics was generally thought to be a good thing. And the German geneticists thought it was a good thing. And had a proposed program of sterilization for a large number of genetic conditions. And but it wasn't voted in. They couldn't get it through the German democracy at the time. But the moment Hitler came into power, a eugenics law was passed within a month, which prescribed sterilization for a large number of conditions, including for, say, being schizophrenic in a mental hospital. So very soon afterwards, they started a program of sterilization, which went on until the war started, with about 600,000 people sterilized. It was a very thorough program, and they had records on all of these people.
And the UN came out and said, a week and a half ago, we want forced inoculations or the antibodies for COVID-19 before you can travel or have a job. And then they're going to roll out the apps and the blood test for you to prove you can leave your house that you have the COVID-19 antibody. Problem is, we're going to get to that in a moment, is that most people will never come in contact with it. So the idea is you've got to have a pathogen, have a virus, have a potential disease-causing thing in you, and have the antibodies for it, or you can't have a job. It's like saying you've got to have antibodies for HIV or antibodies for hepatitis, or you can't have a job. What about a cult? And so, boom, it started getting announced 2 days ago. The UK, Italy, they're going to roll it out and say you've got to have this shot and you've got to have the antibodies or you can't work or leave your house. And it's all being announced.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Few weeks we've heard a lot about the drug hydroxychloroquine.
Try it if you'd like.
Yes, try it if you like. And if you're worried about the side effects, just remember Donald Trump is a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay, my mistake.
How do you calibrate being enthusiastic and not playing doctor?
Because I want people to live, and I'm seeing people dying. And I've seen people that are going to die without it.
What? We got the treatment. We're going to cure it. We're going to...
What? He was making that stuff?
I feel good about it.
Turns out, actual doctors do not suggest taking hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 because there is no evidence yet to suggest it protects against the virus.
I don't think we could definitively say it works.
Not only was Fauci mocking President Trump for talking about it, but you had Governor Whitmer in Michigan threatening physicians, I'll take your license if you prescribe hydroxychloroquine. And telling pharmacists, don't fill any prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine.
And while many on the left are using the coronavirus outbreak to attack President Trump, one Democrat state lawmaker is crediting him with saving her life.
If President Trump had not talked about this, it would not be something that's accessible for anyone to be able to get that right now. Because I did have a difficult time even that day obtaining the medication because of an order that was put down in my state. It saved my life.
I want to tell you about a 96-year-old man in Florida who said one night, I don't think I'm going to make it. I feel very weak. The end is coming. I'm coughing. I'm short of breath. I can't get up from the couch. The next day, he was on hydroxychloroquine and antibiotics per his cardiologist. He got up the next day. He was fine. This man is my father.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Why is any network running these press conferences where he keeps talking about an unproven drug that might work for malaria, might work for lupus, doesn't work for this?
A lot of people would say, follow the money. There's got to be some sort of financial tie to someone somewhere that has the president pushing this repeatedly.
Turns out he has a financial stake in the company that makes the drug. Of course he does.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
If Trump is for it, they're against it, even if it might save American lives. What reactive children they are.
He's got to stop. He's not. We don't want a drug pusher for president.
Gene Robinson, you write in the Washington Post, the one word that proves why President Trump should not be president. What is it?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Experts say there isn't enough clinical data to show it's effective for coronavirus, and it has some serious side effects.
The terrible publicity this drug has received just relentlessly over the past 3 weeks. This is a crackpot cure. This is snake oil.
We've got the treatment. We're going to cure it.
Do you think that has made physicians hesitant to try it as a therapy?
No, I think physicians go with what works.
Anecdotal evidence straight from patients' mouths are attesting to its success.
And here's what I consider to be the secret weapon. Hydroxychloroquine.
I don't think we can definitively say it works.
Well, add my name to those personal accounts because I am feeling better.
You guys saved my life. I do know you did.
If I could cover my face with my hands, I would.
You're prescribing it, and it is working for COVID-19 patients.
Every patient I've prescribed it to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free. And so, clinically, I am seeing a resolution.
All right, Darren McGreen just posted that video minutes ago to NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Bandai video. But when I sit there, thank you for the coffee, when I sit there and I watch something like that, He doesn't make me laugh. It makes me want to tear people's heads off. Because they have all these studies on coronaviruses and SARS before with the damn hydroxychloroquine. It's like saying penicillin's good if you've got a bacterial infection. It's known. And it's already live at InfoWars.com. The hydroxychloroquine shovel, Dr. Trump to the rescue. So Trump tries to give people hope 5 weeks ago. And he goes, hey, people that get it early, they're doing great. And then he learns, oh, you got to have zinc too. He says that. They go, shut up. And again, I keep harping on this. I've got hundreds of articles, incredible videos, huge breaking news from Fort Hood. Just stuff that pisses me off. And I'm being honest. It's manly to get mad, but it's also manly to be able to control yourself. And I'm really trying. The crew's great putting up with me. But everybody I know, men and women, every race, color, and creed, are just like, we want to go to war. That's why folks are burning down the cell towers. And I'm not saying go out and do that. You need to expose it politically. You need to sue these jerks. That costs way more than their stupid cell tower. That technology's super cheap. One of those damn, the tower costs 20 times what the stupid microwave oven. I mean, you know, microwave ovens are cheap, folks. That's all those are, is big-ass microwave ovens hanging up there cooking you and your babies.
Well, the studies only show a 35% increase in brain tumors.
So I've got a lot to cover here and a lot to go over, but people ask me, how am I handling all this? And it pisses me off. We're all in this together. That's why it's sick to ask me how I'm handling it. Do you understand you're the target of this, folks? I'm pro-human. I'm not signing on with a bunch of creepy fellow humans that are out to screw over humanity and merge with machines and because some dark force told them to. I mean, I'm not, like, jumping off cliffs either. I mean, this is, you know, for me, this is a no-brainer. And that's why I'll say this a trillion times before I die, hopefully. I've already said it probably 5,000 times. It's sick to call into the broadcast and tell me how great I am and tell me the great job I'm doing when all I'm doing is treading water in a sea of evil. What, I want to live? That's heroic? What the hell are you talking about? I love you to death. I just want you to get your mind wrapped around the fact that this is hitting everybody. The GMO, the vaccines, the fluoride water, the damn electromagnetic assault we're under. And I just want to fight. I want to win. My cells do. My cells are mad at me. Literally, like, you're not fighting hard enough. That's why I don't like being complimented, because my cells are, you don't go home and get in the hot tub and have sex with your wife. You don't go out and enjoy dinner. You fight 18 hours a day. You piece of filth. That's what my soul and my cells are saying is, you don't go enjoy yourself any. You attack these people. Now, get up now. God, what's your problem? It's like a drill sergeant screaming in my ear constantly. What the hell's your problem? What the hell? This is so damn obvious. You get up and you mobilize people and you kick these globalist asses now. They will not stand in our way. So you're calling in telling me I'm doing a great job and the drill sergeant is screaming at me to kill the globalist politically. And so that's why I have to go off air sometimes now, because I don't want to do that on air. I don't want to blow up like that. I just swear on the altar of God that we are going to destroy these people, and they need to be destroyed. These bullies, these baby killers. I can't wait.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming in, every one of these stories certifies and confirms our worst nightmares. We're deep inside the New World Order now. But we're full-grown adults. We're not some baby in the womb getting chopped up, getting our brains sucked out. Maybe I should just read these headlines. We have big breaking news out of Texas. And I've got the crew posting on Infowars.com right now. Do you like being held hostage? That's the question I'm going to ask everybody, because that's what this is. And they've taken the weaponized common cold, And they added everybody else that dies of the common cold, everybody else that dies of flu. By the way, I looked it up. In the last 5 weeks, no one has been added to the CDC number of people that died from the flu. They normally, you're just die of old age, you just say the flu did it. They're all just boosting those numbers because they said, if you don't let us have martial law, it'll be up here. But if you do let us have martial law, it'll be down about half. But instead, it's just this tiny little thing. So they're just putting every death they can. They're, get it up, God, scare them, good Lord. But it's not working. But the companies are all making their employees do it. I'm not going to get into it, but they had an air conditioning guy here doing air conditioning repair today. I guess I am going to get into it. And he's on top of the roof with a face mask on. And I asked him about it. And it's just the company told him to do it. I get it. But see, it's like Halloween now is like year round. You just, everybody gets into it. And like I told you, I go to the park. I go to the, they've shut down most of those around the world. But I go to the, they're talking about totally closing them in Austin. And I go to the park and people will be like 20 feet, 30 feet, 50 feet away. They'll just still, oh, it's like a little fun, like being scared is cool. Being hysterical is fun. I've got Day of the Dead level footage for you. I mean, I got it up one side and down the other, and I know you can all go see it. Hell, your damn Twitter feed's full of it. But just to watch humanity on its knees begging and being so scared of their own shadow, do you know that people that act like cowards get enslaved? If you go out in San Diego on a raft and you start cutting yourself and putting your hand in the water, there might be only 20 shark attacks a year off that coast, but you're about to be one of them. It's called blood in the water. And all this behavior, you like to be scared, you're going to be real scared. But see, you're going to get those vaccines, and then all of a sudden you're going to feel lumps all over your body. You're going to have lymphatic cancer. That's what they give you. And you're going to get blood cancer. And you just oh my God. And it's the loving doctor. And, oh, I'm going to help you. Oh, Vibro. And they're going to get you and take you in. And they're going to hit you with radiation and bug poison that's costing like 30 cents a package. They're going to charge you $1,000 per pill. And you're going to crap everything out. They're going to turn your immune system off. And they're going to cut you up. You'll maybe live 5 years longer, and then they're going to die from the cancer that you get from the chemotherapy. So, but it'll be okay, though, because you'll be strong, and there'll be a run. You'll be there in your wheelchair. And then the runner's like, oh, we're raising money for you. Oh. But they're never going to find out why they're doing it to you. Oh, you're so brave. You've got breast cancer, honey. But a lot of brave women have fought it. We're going to suck about $100,000 out of you. They're not going to tell you that breast cancer didn't exist until toxins and glyphosates. I mean, it was like super rare, but now it's like, I've got a cancer, you've got a cancer, wouldn't you like to have cancer too? And Bill Gates' little satanic elf going, oh, oh. And Tim Cook's like, So they were in like uniforms with iron crosses and tanks attacking. You'd fight them, but because they're like, oh, hi, I'm Bill Gates. Let's kill old people. And let's take shots. I'm your boss now. You know, I've got a microchip for you. And here's what's sick about it. Metaphysically, when we act like this, we let Gates take over, and he then is the executor. See, he understands metaphysically, because he gets off on it, that when you give him power over you and you let him play these games, he is then allowed to come in to judge you. Because when you don't stand up for the babies they're killing, and you don't stand up for the kids they're pedophiling, and you don't stand up against all the other things that happened to you and the electromagnetic radiation, then God goes, well, I'm not going to just let this happen to innocents and little kids. I'm going to let the devil kill all of you. And God's like, here's the Holy Spirit. Please stop. Please stop. Please, I don't want to. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm not protecting you anymore. Gate goes up. Globalist Rancor attacks. And it's like clockwork. And so I don't like Bill Gates, but the public going along with this, those of you that are, I'm not going to eat popcorn while you're dying of cancer, but I will eat popcorn when I'm dying of cancer because I deserve it. But see, that pain then will, because God balances accounts out. It's all mathematics. And so, oh, I've got a lot more pain to atone for what I've done. So I'm not a masochist either. I don't like pain, but I really like pain because I need to pay. And all of you that try to escape pain, you're going to pay way worse. So let me just tell Bill Gates and all of them something. Let me prophesy this because God said it. Nothing you've built will stay in place. It'll all be overturned. And Bill Gates will die an agonizing, slow death of his own doing when he gets heart transplants and brain fusions. And he won't even be himself. He'll be dead long before his body's gone. Bill Gates is a walking toilet that demons take craps in. And so we don't take pleasure in his destruction. I mean, I'd say it's like stepping on a cockroach, but cockroaches serve a purpose. So I can sit here all day and talk. I don't know what to say anymore. Listen, all of you that like death and like killing babies and think it's all cute, you're going to get a front row seat to your own brain surgery. And the people that are going to be conducting it are not very nice. So I'm just here saying, talk to signposts like this way death, this way life. And I'm just sitting there watching people go down this path. I'm like, okay, because I've been down that path. I've seen where that goes. And it's so horrible that I cannot believe that people think it's okay, or other people think it's heroic not to want to go down the road. No, it's not heroic. It's called having a soul. Hell awaits, my friends. Hell awaits.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You keep saying you got something for
Live
me.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love.
But confess.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
Mad scientist.
These boots are made for
because we don't block them from doing all the cloning and genetic engineering. They go and they do it. And then they try to take over. Because we didn't stay in their way. Shouldn't have been doing it. Shouldn't have been messing where they were messing. Okay, well, one of our crew members has a fellow we work with that's out at Fort Hood. And he gave us a call about an hour ago. And he said, yeah, they're on the news saying, do not leave the county. And do not come to the county. And I said, well, call on the show and talk about it. I said, well, just here's the news articles. It's actually a TV news piece that we'll have for you coming up when Owen Schroeder does the war room, but here it is. We'll get that video. Another Central Texas County issues stay-at-home order, and in it says it also bars non-residents from entering the county except for those people working in the county under the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's list of essential critical infrastructure services and those individuals seeking emergency medical treatment. Now, that's martial law. But the media takes it one step further and is telling everybody, just don't go out, period. And California is set to announce, as soon as Trump tries to open the economy up, they're going to announce, don't even leave your house for groceries, to create total hysteria and to create civil unrest. And civil unrest will tank the stock market so bad, and that's the plan. So, Texas counties declare martial law, take the leftist bait to kill the economy. That's the headline that's going up on Infowars.com right now. Now, I've got hundreds of incredible stories, dozens of amazing videos. But you know, I'm not just here to entertain people. I know you're not here for that. It's almost sick to air clips of America and all our hard-fought freedoms being slowly torn limb from limb. It's gratuitous at a certain point. So let me just state the basic facts. All over the United States, they're playing on the cliffs now. They are dragging people savagely. In Philadelphia and other areas, off of buses and physically attacking them in a virtue signal to show how they are fighting tyranny of the virus. Yeah, let's just play this from the beginning. Philadelphia man dragged off bus by police for not wearing face mask. Meanwhile, the cop can't breathe through his face mask, so they've all got their noses out. It's all virtue signaling. Because they told everybody, you're a hero if you wear a mask. Well, yeah, start it over. Show the video. Philadelphia. Because they all call the police on him. As if that protects any guy cussing, so we'll delete that out. The point is that they always knew the virus wasn't going to kill that many people. But they knew to make it man-made to make the U.S. government freak out and actually be scared of it. And then, when it doesn't kill a bunch of people, they say, oh, the lockdown did that. But it's so way below. Like they said, well, this is the graph. Millions dead, 2+ million dead, but only 200,000 died. We do what we said, but it's actually way down here. Like, let's put up the maps here of what the U.N., because they're our boss. You know, they tell us what to do. Let's put the U.N. up, the U.N., graph of how many have died in America. Total deaths worldwide, 100,376. And you know, I felt really guilty last night. I got home from work about 8 o'clock, and I went, oh, I didn't tell Marcos Morales that was editing the live show down to pieces the names of the videos. And I went and looked at the names. He had some good names, but I felt guilty because it was really a powerful piece we did at the start of the second hour where I showed AP, Reuters, all of them saying 2 billion people are becoming poor, 500 million are becoming destitute, and they estimate 2 million of those will starve to death by the end of 2020. That was the Associated Press saying that. See, there's not the drama. The media didn't say those 2 million. They're going to starve to death. Little babies and mothers and fathers and old people. There's nothing sexy about a mask or sashaying around all scared, going, ugh. You know, in our first world decadence, like 2 million, we're kind of like, yeah, just kill those brown people. Too many of them anyway. 2 million, the UN say, are going to starve to death this year. Extra. It's 189 million since 1990 in their own numbers. Yeah, just an extra two. But see, those 2 million dead need to die to save the earth. And Fauci's not going to personalize them. He's not going to talk about how the economy's shutting down here. You just deplete your bank account and got to borrow money from your parents. But for somebody in Africa or poor areas of Latin America or Asia, you don't get any food. You shrivel up, you die, and they just throw your ass in a crematorium. But see, it doesn't matter because it's liberal. Just like men in Dracula outfits and the children come in crying and Fox News in Houston goes, got to get them while they're young, and they laugh as kids crying are put on the laps of pedophiles, because those talk show hosts know when they do that, they keep their job, and their boss comes in and says, good job, Bob. Good job, Bill. Good job, Karen. You're really toeing the line. You're a team player. You let a fat, convicted pedophile take a little girl crying with her sick pedophile worshiping mother. And the little girl, the big fat guy. They even ride horsey in the videos I've shown you. And men with huge ding-dongs with glitter all over them, you know, just like, just, and it's like the little kids, like, do they grab them? The guy's, oh, come to me. There's just nothing you won't put up with. There's nothing you won't do while they shark out on your kids. And it's because the dam collapsed. That's why the feds are like, you know, these criminals that interface the program. They go, you know, Jones, well, one day we'll get you in prison and we're going to have you killed in there. So you're going to get raped in prison, Jones. You think you're so tough. I mean, you think if I'm in prison and somebody's raping me, that you've beaten me? You think that scares me? I'm scared because I've seen where you're going. I don't want to be with you for eternity. Believe me, rape away, man. Frickin' they'll be real quick and real easy. Because I've been in extreme pain. And it's easy to deal with. If it's the ticket to get away from you, then double down, baby. You don't scare me. I'm scared of God. And the fact that you lick your lips at Salon and at HBO and promote pedophilia, and that then you think I'm like you, you think I'm scared of you? My instinct is to do really bad things for globalists, but God has sent the comforter and explained, son, don't you worry. You can't imagine what these people are going to be put through because they chose it. God doesn't torture these people. God removes his protection. But there's really no pleasure in knowing the eternities of agonizing torture they're going to go through, because that doesn't protect the innocents. And so that's why we've got to do this now. Dr. Nick Baggage is set to take over. I don't tend to plug the products when we're under attack, but that's how we stay in the fight. Get products you need. Energize the war.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.